Tanya tucked her legs underneath her butt and curled against the wall. It was bright, but hotter than hell in the upstairs kitchen where she hid reading her book. The metal and vinyl combination was uncomfortable, but the rest of the family would leave her alone if she stayed seated. Every once in a while, she would lean against the hard formica tabletop to shift in her seat, and the bare part of her legs would stick to the vinyl chair. Tanya couldn't go into the living room because her grandmother insisted on keeping the drapes closed. There wasn't enough light. Besides, it was depressing in the living room. Sweat trickled down her nose and she absently pushed up her Coke bottle glasses. It was just past midday, the hottest part of the day, and if she didn't know any better, she would have thought this was exactly what Hansel and Gretel felt as they baked in the witch's oven. Not that she was reading those fairy tales anymore. She was too old for that. At the ripe old age of 11, Tanya was reading Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka. Her father, an avid reader himself, had given it to her the day before. She was fascinated with the story. She felt like that cockroach, ignored, insignificant, someone who didn't matter. This was a tale she could relate to, not the silly romances her mother read or serious books about drugs or divorce. Her father had introduced her to the classics, and that's what she stuck with, even if her mother thought they were slightly beyond her comprehension. Tanya never felt like a child. Her mother joked that she popped a middle-aged adult out of her womb. "Tanya!" her mother called from the basement. The clip-clop of mother's shoes on the stairs alerted Tanya that her pleasant afternoon of reading was about to be disturbed. The door leading to the basement opened. "What in the world are you doing in this furnace?" her mother waved her hand in the air. "Geez, it's hot up here. I'm melting, and I've been here less than a minute. Come downstairs where it's cool." "I was reading," Tanya answered. Her mother narrowed her eyes and took a step closer to Tanya. She flipped over the book. "Oh, for Christ's sake, I'm going to kill your father. Metamorphosis. What the hell was he thinking, as if you're not odd enough without him exposing you to books like this?" "Frank!" she yelled. The heavy footsteps of Tanya's father ascended the stairs. "What?" he answered. His lumbering form reached the doorway. "Hi, kiddo. Are you enjoying the book?" Tanya's mother glared. "Yeah, it's really good, Dad." "Are you crazy? Metamorphosis, Frank? Next thing you know, you'll be giving her Tolstoy or Chaucer." "Oh, good ideas." Her mother shook her head. "She's 11, Frank, not 30. Nothing wrong with introducing our daughters to the classics at an early age. She should be out playing with her friends, not hiding away in this oven reading books meant for adults." "I don't have any friends," Tanya whispered. Her mother pushed the unruly brown curls away from Tanya's forehead. "Oh, honey, that's because you lock yourself away and read all day long. Why don't you go for a bike ride or something with your sisters when they get back from the pool? Can't I please finish the book? They won't want me tagging along anyway." "Sure they will." "No, they won't. They both have boyfriends." Her mother sighed. "Well, at least come downstairs and talk with your grandmother and me. It's too hot up here." Tanya resigned herself to spending time with her parents and grandmother until she could sneak away again and get lost in a new book. The characters came alive for her when she was reading. She often found that if she tried really hard, she'd be able to jump into the pages and the adventures within.